College football's never had a perfect system. We challenged our audience, pick the era frozen in time. But then you said you've got the perfect solution.
I do. And I think we're eventually going to get there. Right now, we have conference expansion. There's a lot of things. And as we talk about this, right, it is different. Every era has something that is great about why you would pick that era. And there's also other drawbacks as to why it's not perfect. And they've never been a perfect system. I think we are eventually, and probably within the next 5 or 6 years, getting to a system where you could say goodbye to the Big Ten. You could say goodbye to the SEC, Big 12, in regards to football. You'll still have those conferences in every other sport, but football will remove itself from that, and you're going to have one super conference. Conference expansion is not stopping. But
how many teams are in this super conference?
32.
Okay.
And tell me if you see where this is going, a mirroring of what they have in the NFL. I've already mentioned this. Like, I don't like the playoff committee. Even though with 12 teams, chances are you're going to get the best 2-3 teams in that group of 12 that should be playing for a national title. Now they get a chance to go out and prove it. I get that. Same thing. Same with 16. I get that. But I don't like that they have a say in this.
So how would you whittle 32 into a playoff?
Part of this is the fact that I don't like the scheduling, that the SEC has 8 games in conference. We've got 9 in the Big Ten, and you don't have any crossover games. And I know there's a system where they're going to start maybe talking about having SEC teams play the Big Ten and going to 9 in the SEC. But you take the best teams, the biggest programs that are actually going to be able to afford what's going on now, the business side of it, and that is revenue sharing. All right, I know Michigan, I don't know if you saw the news that came out last night. They're talking about having this shortage. If Michigan is, and I know Ohio State has talked about having a shortage, there's going to be a lot of programs over the next couple of years that are coming up short in terms of dollars and cents. But they will eventually make it work. They will excel in this era, but not everybody will.
Mm-hmm.
So those programs that weed themselves in or weed themselves out become a part of this 32-team mega conference. And you're going to split it into two sides. You're going to have divisions. And hopefully you'll make it regional. So we're not traveling all over the country. You'll still have a part of that because you will have a system that mirrors what the NFL has. And then it will be in terms of wins and losses that determine whether you get into the postseason.
And how many playoff spots in this scenario?
You're going to have 14. It's going to be the same as the NFL. So you're going to have a one seed on both sides. They get a bye. You're going to have 7 total playoffs. So you're going to have 14 teams.
So 14 of the 32 are going to make the playoff.
Yes.
We're really watering down this regular season.
Oh, do you think the NFL season's watered down?
I think we're operating in a couple different variables here. You got 32 teams. You've reduced college football to only 32 teams. So you've eliminated all of the other schools, traditions, rivalries, communities, regions. And I know we're heading that way, but I want to freeze where we are right now. I don't want to have more of that erosion. So you've reduced us to only 32 teams. Right, but you said this is the perfect system. The perfect system is weeding out 100 teams?
Yeah, because they're not going to be able to afford to play against the Alabamas, against the USCs, against those teams.
And that's your preference. This is the perfect system.
Because that's where we're headed.
You want to
put the toothpaste best in the bottle? You want to make it so that, Arizona State...
I wouldn't call it perfect. I wouldn't call it perfect to eradicate 100 teams and water...
They can have their own playoffs. Okay. They can have their own system. But we're talking about the teams that can afford to play in today's era of college sports. And so you have 32 teams. And I've got a list of them. I'm not going to go through all of them, but obviously it's made up of a lot of the Big Ten and
Michigan,
SEC
Ohio
teams.
Michigan, Ohio State, Alabama, Georgia, Texas, all that.
Yeah. All that stuff. And then you have some teams from the Big 12 and from the ACC. But it's the programs that you believe will actually be able to afford this and compete.
Is MSU in the 32?
Yes, they are.
I just wanted the controversy of you leaving them out and pitting the audience against my feet up for the next 2 hours.
To get to 32 teams, you're going to include some that may be on the fringe of actually being able to afford it. So you're moving forward with, and I think the reason that we start this path is you're looking at teams that don't want to share that revenue anymore. Why should Ohio State, Oregon, Michigan, Penn State, why should they share with the Indianas, the Purdues, the Northwesterns, that revenue's coming in? They want more money. And this is a system that is based on money. Mm-hmm. That's the direction it's all going. So why do we continue to share with the programs that just aren't going to be competitive on a year-in, year-out basis?
I think what you're running into here, and someone texted in something along the lines that college football is becoming diet NFL.
Exactly.
That is the final form of what you're presenting, is a diet NFL system where a college team can lose five games, still make the playoff, still go on to win the national title, and we accept it in the NFL, so we'll accept it in college.
Yeah.
But it removes all of the charm away from the sport.
The charm is largely removed from the sport. You still have some rivals. It still exists. But we just did that topic yesterday. In 5 years, are you going to like college football or college sports the way you do now or you did 5 years ago?
I don't know. I feel like we are at the edge of a cliff here. They're trying to balance both. Traditions and rivalries, regular season and postseason. I think going to 16 is too many. I think expanding this more is dangerous. I think you are going to lose the charm. I'm right at the edge of the cliff going, I wanted 8. I'll settle for 12. I certainly don't want to do what you're proposing here.
So you still have the opportunity to have all the best rivalries. You still have Georgia and
Bama.
And Bama. You still have Alabama and Auburn. You still have Michigan, Ohio State.
Oklahoma,
you
Texas.
Got Notre Dame and some of these other schools, USC.
Yeah.
So you still have the opportunity for some of those. Now, Stanford didn't make it.
Yeah, who are the teams that were left out so they could be mad at you?
Oh, well, okay. Oh, let me hold on, pull up my
college. I love that you did this, that he actually sketched out a commitment to the bit.
Yeah.
All 32 teams sketched out.
Yeah. So, I mean...
Like is Auburn in there?
Yeah, I just said Auburn's in
there.
Okay. Yeah, so in the SEC, the teams that are in are Texas, Georgia, Tennessee, Alabama, LSU, A&M, Florida, Ole Miss, Oklahoma, Auburn, and Arkansas. Now, Arkansas is one of those where, maybe he's in, maybe they're out there.
Whatever.
But then you start thinking about the Big 12 teams and who's in, who's out.
You'll probably only pick a couple.
There's more than you think. And then the Big 10. So there was 11 in the SEC. 11 in the Big Ten, Oregon, Penn State, Ohio State, Iowa, University of Michigan, Michigan State, USC, Washington, Nebraska, Wisconsin, and I threw in Illinois.
Threw him a bone because your wife went there.
Yes, it could be. But Illinois
goes.
Is one of those, just like Arkansas, where in or out, whatever. In the Big 12, this is where it gets a little bit dicey because, okay, I put Notre Dame in, and you've got BYU, West Virginia, Oklahoma State, Utah. Then the questionable ones are Iowa State and Arizona State.
Right.
Then in the ACC, you got the four that you would probably
Clemson,
imagine.
FSU, Miami, and
Virginia Tech.
Yeah. Enter Sandman.
Yeah. And so you still, amongst those, have the ability to have a lot of really good rivalries. But rivalries are going by the wayside because it doesn't make enough money for the entirety of college football. So this is a way to preserve some of those, but it's also a way for the haves to actually play against other haves.
What do you guys think of John Jansen's perfect system? And more of your feedback on picking the era of college football that you would have liked to have frozen in time.